Rocking and rolling our way through a Wednesday. Brody Darren going to stop by in the 1 o'clock hour to talk about Creighton NIT. And Creighton was in action last night. They beat Loyola Chicago 70-61 and certainly was not the prettiest thing in the world. But Creighton got the win. First of all, I got to tip my cap to Porter Moser. That was seeing them in person. That was as connected of a defensive unit as I've seen all year. 5-1, flying around, plugging up driving lanes. Like that was, I was impressed. And then that was as good of a passing team collectively as I've seen all year too, especially with Krutwig, big man. That's just like, you, like there are certain teams you walk away, even if they don't like win the game, you say, well, that team's well coached. That team's well coached. You know, they felt like Loyola just lacked very much offensive firepower at all. I mean, Creighton was able to do enough to win the game. You know, the first game in any sort of postseason tournament is always kind of tougher than you think. And as odd as this may sound, there are some nerves in the NIT. Because, you know, and that could be the truth for same for the CBI or the CIT, because when you know for a fact that this is it, like if we lose, the season is over, there's anxiety with that. There's a little anxiety with that. So I thought Creighton struggled to kind of find a good rhythm for a lot of last night. Some of that was Loyola Chicago and what they did. But I felt like Martin Krumpel making 3 threes in the first half, making 4 total, was really the difference in the game. He was really good. His ability to make shots early when Creighton was really turning the ball over a lot and not finding very much rhythm offensively, his ability to make shots was huge. And it was interesting to gauge the excitement level from Creighton heading in. Like it was, I was listening to the morning show and Andy Kindy was talking to Gary and Damon and he thought, yeah, there might be a little work to do after kind of talking to the team the day before the game in terms of them getting up for the NIT. You could even tell that Coach McDermott was a little uncertain as to what the performance would look like last night, which in some ways kind of surprises me. Like, I can understand being concerned as to what NC State would have played like last night. Because, like, NC State, when the sun came up on Selection Sunday, they thought there was a chance they were going to get their name called. When Creighton lost to Xavier last Thursday, they knew it was done. They were not going to make the NCAA tournament. And so I feel like they would have had time to kind of, quote-unquote, get over it and get ready to play more basketball. And to me, more basketball is more basketball. But for some, there's a little hangover from not making the NCAA tournament. But what happens is oftentimes it takes that first game to snap you into gear, for lack of a better term, if you're maybe wavering a little in that regard. Because I do think Creighton will be really, really engaged and locked in now moving forward. They got Memphis coming to town. That game will either be on Friday or Monday. So, I mean, you're going to have Penny freaking Hardaway coming to town, which is always cool. And listen, Memphis got some dudes, but, you know, I've always felt like that's a pretty good matchup. And the thing that Creighton can kind of say to themselves, hey, we're 2 games away from going to the NIT Final Four. All we got to do is win 2 games, and we're going to Madison Square Garden again. And so I think that'll get the competitive juices flowing a little bit. And I expect Creighton to be pretty juiced up and locked in when Memphis does come to town. And so there you go. There you go. Let's grab Jeff. What's up, Jeff? Appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Nick. You kind of already touched on this a little bit, but just kind of the players' expectations. I think it was either Tyshawn or maybe even Coach McDermott had said something about how, you know, the team kind of, I think they literally thought they had a chance to make the NCAA tournament even as recent as Sunday.
Right. Which,
do you think that was nuts. Maybe a byproduct of the coaching staff just trying to keep them positive or them just not having good information?
I don't know. I'm not sure on that, Jeff. I mean, because, you know, you're playing with fire there, because the one thing you don't want to do is mess with people's emotions, especially when it's hope. You know, like, I feel like if I would have been in charge, I wouldn't have been wanting to. I would have been more try to almost not be pessimistic. That might be the right word, but like kind of say, try to tell them, hey, let's probably go to the NIT, and then if you go to the NCAA tournament, you're elated. But I think you got to be careful about that. I mean, if those guys really thought they were going to get in the tournament on Sunday, I don't. That seems crazy to me. That seems nuts.
Yeah, but even like in the World Herald, they had an article, there's a very slim chance, and I kind of knew it was like a 1% chance, if depending on how the committee valued the, basically the strength of schedule, which was by far their best metric,
right.
I think. So,
right.
I mean, but it was a very, very, very small glimmer of hope in my
opinion. Yeah, I agree, Jeff. I agree. Appreciate the phone call. That's why, I don't know. I mean, to say that I didn't think for one millisecond on Sunday that Creighton was going to get their name called, I didn't think for one millisecond. I mean, the second they lost to Xavier on Thursday, it was done. It was done. Come on. Especially when you had things like St. Mary's beat Gonzaga and you know what I mean? Like, come on. Liberty won their conference. Like, come on. So it's always interesting to gauge excitement, and that's something we'll get into with this game tonight. I mean, where's Nebraska's head at for tonight? Where's Butler's head at for tonight? I mean, that's always a huge aspect to consider. Huge. But I think Creighton now I think they're going to be juiced up. I mean, because now you're like, okay, you're two wins away from going to the NIT Final Four. You're going back to Madison Square Garden. Like, that's enough to kind of get you rolling, in my opinion. 402-951-1620. You can email the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, nick@1620thezone.com. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com. And you can also hit me on Twitter, JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, @NickBaugh. Brody Darren, 1 o'clock hour, but we got in about 15 minutes. Mailbag, if you have not gotten your questions in for me, what are you doing? Email george@1620thezone.com.
You got some good ones?
Good. Because listen, I mean, Oscars and wings and pizza with the NCAA tournament's a good combination right there, guys. That's a good combination. All right, we'll put a bow in the 11 o'clock hour. We come back.